Okay, welcome to Module 1, Lesson 1, The Middle Path. And we'll jump right in to this lesson. And I'd like to begin with a quote from Saint Teresa of Calcutta. And she said, "To keep a lamp burning, we have to keep putting oil in it." Here are a few questions to ponder and meditate on as we begin this lesson. Are you struggling to balance the expectations of others with your own needs and desires? Do you consistently prioritize other people's needs over your own? Have you lost the motivation to pursue the things you once loved? Have you ever truly loved yourself? Have you fallen out of love with yourself? If you have, you are not alone. And the good that you do for others may be in jeopardy if you don't keep your own lamp filled with oil. It is significant that Mother Teresa says, "To keep a lamp burning, we have to keep it filled with oil," because Mother Teresa is probably one of the best known symbols of a selfless person, a person who completely gave her life over to serving others. And yet, she says that in order to keep a lamp burning, in order to keep doing the good work that she was doing in her life, she had to keep her own oil lamp filled. So if Mother Teresa recognized the importance of self-care and self-love, then it is certainly true for all of us. Society presents us with conflicting messages. And this is the challenge that many of us face today. On the one hand, self-love is seen as selfish. It is seen as self-indulgent. It is seen as just looking out for oneself. So that's one idea that maybe some people get when they hear the word, when they hear self-love. On the other hand, our culture tends to have this hyper-focus on individualism, a focus on the self, on me, on getting what I want. And in this course, we will see that self-love, that true self-love, is neither of these options. There is, in fact, a middle path. And I'd like to use the example of the greatest commandment, which is found in the Bible, to underscore this middle path. The middle path which allows us to acknowledge and reverence ourselves and others. Jesus, who was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And then he said, "The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." And note that Jesus didn't say, "Love your neighbor instead of yourself," or "Love your neighbor after yourself." He said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." So that assumes that there is an underlying sense of goodwill and positive feelings toward oneself that you can use as a model to then love others. So Jesus himself recognized the importance of truly loving oneself so that one can learn to love others well. So it's neither either or, but both and. And this is the middle path that in this course we will seek to walk. Self-love is the ability to walk this path, accepting all of who you are unconditionally. Now, the challenge about the middle path is that we learn to accept all the parts of ourselves, not just the parts that we like, but the parts that we struggle with, the parts that we find challenging. So when the greatest commandment says, love your neighbor as yourself, that self that you're loving isn't just the self, the parts that you like, but all of you. So then you can love and accept all of what you may find in other people. If you can look in the mirror, look at yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit, accept all of it in love. This is what it means to love oneself unconditionally. And the reason why that is so important is when we can really love and accept all of who we are, self-love then allows us to accept others completely as well. Another thing to be mindful of when we talk about self-love is that self-love is not pampering or self-indulgence. It is the furthest thing from that. Self-love, you'll find that on this journey, the path to loving yourself, the middle path, is an arduous road, is an arduous journey, but is filled with reward for those willing to walk it. It is a journey of self-discovery, of getting to know all of who you are. It is certainly not pampering, indulgence, or selfishness. Because self-love is facing the worst parts of ourselves and saying, I love you. So this is the reason why self-love is not pampering or self-indulgence. And accepting and condoning are not the same. So I think one of the objections when we hear this, you know, self-love is about facing the worst parts of ourselves and saying, I love you. It automatically means that we accept and condone anything about ourselves that may be harmful or morally wrong. And that is just not the case. It is just about fully accepting what's there without any judgment. But it doesn't mean that we don't work towards improving the things that need to be improved. It is just fully accepting all of who we are. And the magic happens in the acceptance, because self-love and acceptance are foundations of self-improvement. They are the very foundation upon which we then improve ourselves. We must start with acceptance. This is often the missing piece in many personal development trainings and so on. Oh, we want to lose 50 pounds. Okay, great. That's wonderful. But in order to begin that journey, we have to be able to look at ourselves in the mirror, 50 pounds overweight, and fully accept who we are, fully love who we are. That doesn't mean that you will stay that way. It means that you accept yourself fully. You see what needs to be worked on, and you could make choices now. You could say, you know, I love myself as I am, and I also know that I will be a much healthier person if I can lose 50 pounds. So it's very important to understand self-love and acceptance as the foundation for improving and growing, not as a way to justify anything that is wrong or as a way of staying stuck. It's also true for emotional things. You know, if I struggle with being impatient or being angry, I can look at myself and fully accept that I am an impatient person. But it doesn't mean that I am condoning that or saying, yeah, it's okay that I'm impatient because I love myself. No, it is saying, oh, I see that. I see that part of me and I fully accept it. So now I am able to make some choices to change that behavior because I would like to be more loving toward other people. Committing to loving oneself completely involves suffering. So as you're beginning to see, this is no picnic. This is no pampering. So our willingness to engage, to walk the middle path, necessarily means that we will have to face our suffering. Because we're talking about facing everything, all of it, the good, the not so good, the bad. We must be willing to confront our emotional and spiritual pain by facing our past histories rather than avoiding them through self-denial or self-indulgence. This is the middle path. So part of the journey of walking the middle path is facing our past histories, facing the things that we have struggled with, the things that may have contributed to us not loving ourselves as well as we could. We'll explore the role of suffering in our next lesson, and we'll also explore some of these past histories that may have led us to not love ourselves as well as we could. But in the meantime, I'd like you to ponder these questions. In the lesson, you will have a printable worksheet that you can print off and actually write your reflections or answers as you think of these questions. And don't think of these as wrong, you know, as don't think of this as you having to come up with the right answer. Just reflect on these questions and you can write down what comes to mind. So the first question is, what do you like most about yourself? And please don't hold back here. Put everything down, even the smallest things that that you have noticed about yourself. What do you dislike most about yourself? Again, just writing everything down that comes to mind. And you may have an easier time doing this than writing the things that you like most. I think we have we tend to focus on the negative parts of ourselves, and that more readily comes to mind. And of course, in this course, we're going to try to correct that. That when you're asked this question again, you can very, very easily write all the things that you like about yourself. Fill pages and pages. The next question is, how have others complimented you in the past? And again, recall everything that you can think of, even a small compliment. You know, if you gave a presentation at work and someone said, good job, or if someone complimented you for being a good listener or a good friend, maybe someone complimented you for being a thoughtful, generous person. You may not think anything of it because it's something that comes naturally to you, so you may have discounted these compliments. Just go back in your mind and think about what some of these compliments have been and what are some consistent compliments you have received from various people over time. And then 4, how do you react when you receive a compliment? Do you brush it off? Do you say, oh, it's nothing? Or do you fully accept, fully welcome compliments. So again, you can print the worksheet and write down your responses to these questions. And in the next lesson, we'll talk about the role of suffering on our journey to greater self-love.